Item number 7, discussion on a proposed downtown phone survey regarding the downtown historic district. There is a memo from Community Development Coordinator Mr. Bosch. And Ed, would you want to come up and outline what we're suggesting here for the council, please?
Yes, this idea came out of the Community Development Committee, seeing that the historic district is now 2.5 years old, in existence for 2.5 years. And the recent concern on the part of some property owners that it is not a good thing. Then you have other owners who think it is a very good concept. And so the way that we, the only way I think that you can get better information and find out more what people are thinking is by simply asking them. We're talking about a phone survey. There are 98 owners. Some of them are difficult to get a hold of because they are in various states, some of them on opposite ends of the country. In those cases, if we cannot get a hold of those individuals, we will at least talk to their tenants. And in fact, I don't know that there's any harm in, when we know that there are people renting the businesses, in getting their opinion as well, even though the owner would be primary, but I think tenant opinion should also count for something. And we want to try and give people options on their answers, because I think, you know, if you ask open-ended questions, our intern and myself, whoever, are going to be on the phone a long time, because there's always going to be somebody with who wants to get off the subject. But I also believe that the choices they're given are and if you have input, that's fine, but I tried to make them clearly different. I mean, it's either you support, you don't support, or you don't care, basically. And I think those are the three opinions that are out there. We just don't know how much fits into each category. So based on that, you see the draft survey questions, and I think I'm getting to the heart of the matter here by saying, you know, what impact has the district had on your particular business, of course, in their opinion? How do you feel about the historic preservation guidelines in terms of the architectural requirements in particular? How many people are aware of our forgivable grant program? How many have heard of it but don't know details? Well, I'd be happy to give them the details. Then a question about the National Historic District designation, because that is something that would be set to occur in about June of next year, probably, something of that sort, on the current time frame. And then the final question is very straightforward, stark, whatever, but again, I think we might as well know. Do you feel that the historic district should dissolve it? Should the council leave things as they are and let them just evolve on their own, as they have been for 2.5 years? Or should the district be left in place, but somehow we loosen up the requirements on the property owners in terms of what they can do with their buildings? So, I say that was a recommendation of the committee. I think it's whatever we get out of it, as long as we get a good enough response, it'll tell us something. If we would do it by mail, we just aren't going to get a high enough percentage of them back. I also had a thought maybe of doing it on the website, but again, I don't think we'd get enough people to respond. We might get more from the general public, but we're interested in the people that are truly affected by the regulations.
Very good, and thanks. Clay or anyone from the Community Development Committee want to elaborate on?
Yes, sir. We this did come out of the Community Development Committee. It's been a hot topic for a while. We all have our own filters, and we all have people calling us and talking to us about it, what the impact is. We all have our own opinion whether Macomb is a historic drive-through designation. We got started in this game several years ago by having a meeting at what is now the Western Illinois Arts Center with some representatives from the state, and people showed up and did what they do in most crowds. You had one or two people speaking pro, one or two people speaking anti, and most of the people just sitting in the middle kind of going, watching the ball going back and forth. So it is the intent, I hope, to touch as many of these people as we can. To get their input, all 98 building owners, would be really nice. That way we can say we've talked to everybody. And hopefully we're going to find out whether we're doing this with them, for them, or to them. Bring that information back to the council and do what we have to do.
Thank you. Anyone else? Alderman Dorsett.
And that being said, as Alderman Hinderleiter said, the information back, because all members of the Community Development Committee and the mayor as well have agreed that this is for informational purposes only and not necessarily an action. These results will be non-binding and just get us better data as we go forward.
Very good. Alderman Hanson.
I'd be very interested in seeing how this comes out, and I think it's a good idea. So.
Very good. Anyone else? All right. Plan on go ahead and proceeding with that then, Ed?